To stay in shape, you have to hit the pavement. You have to put in some hard work and sweat along the way. Many of the same principles apply when it comes to money. Let's whip that portfolio into shape. It's time for Financially Fit with Kyle Hammersmith.
Hey everybody, welcome into another edition of the podcast. It's Financially Fit with Kyle Hammersmith. And here on the podcast this week, we're going to have a little fun with a fill-in-the-blank conversation when it comes to retirement. There's a lot of different things, whether it's the stock market, relationships between clients and advisors, common planning mistakes, and much more, where, you know, the answer could be many different things. But we're going to see what Kyle has to say when we do this. And you can play along and kind of give your own answer. And then, of course, if you need some help, make sure you're reaching out to a qualified professional like Kyle to talk about how to fix those blanks, if you will. Kyle, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Doing well. We're looking forward to getting some warmer weather. It's kind of been up in the 40s and 50s, and then next thing we know, there's some snow coming through. So I think everyone's counting down the days till, you know, we start getting some of that warmer weather back in.
Well, it's January, so don't get ahead of yourself, right? It might still be a while.
I'm counting down the days. Don't worry.
Yeah, there may still be a little bit ahead of that, but, you know, we'll get there eventually. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Where we live is where we live, and we're always looking for the next thing, right? As summer wears on, we're ready for some cooler temperatures, and as the cooler temperatures get here, we're ready for some warmer temperatures. It seems like we just can never make ourselves happy. But anyway, let's get into this conversation about finance and stuff. Let's fill in the blank here, Kyle. I got a couple for you. I'm going to lay out the question. You give me the blank, and then we'll discuss it a little bit. The best way to be sure you don't run out of money in retirement is to blank.
I would answer this by saying proper savings and have a comprehensive retirement plan before you retire.
Okay. All right. A plan certainly makes a lot of sense, obviously.
Obviously, you can't retire unless you've been saving, right? So you have to have real expectations of what your money can and can't do. And I think people struggle with that, just assuming, you know, we're looking at these rates of returns the last decade, you know, we're in the bull market. Hey, my 401k has done 50%. You know, you have to keep in mind, you've also been dumping a lot of money in. So obviously, make sure you don't run out of money. You have to retire with enough money. Second, you have to make sure you have a plan in place to avoid, you know, selling at a loss or making mistakes you can't overcome or not looking at taxes and all this different stuff. So that, I would say that's the best way. There's no way to guarantee it. You know, there's only a couple places you can put your money where they guarantee it. And, you know, if you take your money to the bank right now, your only guarantee is you'll probably go broke safely, right?
Right.
And other places that give guarantees would be, you know, insurance carriers. But again, there's pros and cons of that through like annuities. Like, you can get a guaranteed income check for life, but, you know, what's that guaranteed fixed income going to be worth to you in, you know, 10, 15 years? So there's pros and cons of everything. So I would say, you know, have a plan in place, proper investing. And then one, you also have to make sure you retire with enough money.
Yeah. I mean, a good strategy in place is going to go a long way, but yeah, you have to have, as the saying goes, you got to have two nickels to rub together. Right. So,
yeah. I mean, your plan's a living, breathing document. So you might retire with enough money and then 2021 happens and we're like, oh, there's inflation actually exists. Like, you have to be able to tweak your portfolios, and you might have to shift more equities in different sectors to keep up with inflation and everything. So, you want to retire and stay retired. So the plan is a living, breathing document.
Exactly. Well, it's still January. The football playoffs are still going on. Our last podcast, we talked about the football a little bit. You want to retire and stay retired. You don't want to pull a Favre and Brett Favre and retire like four times. Ideally anyway. All right, number two, Kyle, fill in the blank. The stock market has the ability to, man, you could go anywhere with this.
I would say be your friend and your enemy.
Okay.
Obviously, if you're 60 years old today and you started investing at 30, you understand, hey, the stock market could be your friend. Like, there's a reason why you have $1.5 million or $500,000 saved up, is because one, you've been saving, and one, you've stayed invested in the stock market. It also has the ability to be, you know, your own worst enemy, where if you're a fool if you think the stock market's just going to keep going up and up and up every year. Like, there's volatility. Yeah, the stock market always goes up over time, but it could be your own worst enemy if you're down 30% and then try to sell at a loss because you're scared to lose more money. So that's how I look at it, is like, I 100% believe in the stock market. I know there's volatility, there's trends, there's cycles, there's all these experts making predictions, and basically it moves with fear and faith, and then the news of different types of reporting. And it just has the ability to, it really puts your, what all the way I look at it is, you've been saving your paychecks into these accounts, and all you're doing is you're buying your future income so you can retire or stay retired. So that's what it has the ability to do that.
Yeah. You know, it's tough sometimes because this particular 12-year cycle, it does buck a lot of trends, and it does mess up a lot of the cycles and the algorithms and so on and so forth. So it does get easy to say, well, I'm going to take some extra chances or whatever the case is. But just be aware that it can be, you know, it can giveth and it can taketh away. So,
yeah, I mean, you've been invested in the market for 30 years. Like, you can't be mad and surprised if the market drops 20%. Right. You're in the stock market. It has done it before. It's going to keep doing it. You know, you have to change your investment philosophies and stuff. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Stay invested, because that's how the market works.
Well, the easiest way to look at that, friend and foe, right, is over the last 22 years since 2000, we've had the 12-year bull run prior to that, right, which was called a lost decade because it didn't do so well for a decade, right? So you've got 10 years worth of not so hot and, you know, 10 years of pretty darn good. So there you go. All right, number three, Kyle, if your advisor tells you blank, maybe you should run the other way.
I would say if your advisor predicts the market, you should run the other way, like, or tries to predict the market. Maybe they tell you to move half your portfolio to cash. I've had instances where, you know, people have wanted to move a lot of money to cash or go all in or whatnot. And one way or the other, no one has a crystal ball. Like, no one knows the markets. No one knows the news before the news. Yeah, there's been people in the past that have predicted it, but, you know, all their other predictions have completely been off and failed. So if anybody's actually giving you predictions and like, hey, that so-and-so is going to do this, or the market's going to crash 30% in March because this is going to happen, I would say you should run the other way.
Okay. All
right. That's kind of how I look at it.
I'll roll with that for sure. Number four, Kyle, when somebody comes to visit with you for the first time, they're most likely to be worried about blank.
Taxes and retirement.
Okay. Taxes.
Mainly from me educating them before they actually came in to see me, mm-hmm. because I'm a big proponent of, how do you set yourself up for the next 30 years starting today to pay the least amount of taxes to Uncle Sam legally, right? And there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can do it the conventional way, or conventional wisdom is just pay your fair share as you go, or you can be more proactive and, you know, utilize some planning to kind of look, make some forecasts and look in the future to see if there's stuff you should be taking advantage of now.
Right.
Low tax rates, you know, market volatility, you got time on your side. Maybe you have some cash in the bank. Like, I would just say taxes and retirement would be at the top of their list. And I would say I can count on my hand how many people have actually came and sat down with me with a real retirement plan laid out, from income planning, tax planning, investment planning, why they own these stocks and funds, when they're going to pull out money, how much of their Social Security they're going to keep. So taxes in retirement, and then people are just wanting, or they're worried about not having a real plan. They just have a stack of statements and a diversified pie chart.
Yeah, they got some stuff. Well, again, like I said when I started this, you know, you, when you're listening to this and playing along with us, you can take this any place depending on what your, you know, what's concerning you. So you could easily say, not having enough income. It's the big three, right? Not having enough income, taxes, or long-term care typically are the top three things that people are most worried about when they first come in to sit down with a qualified professional. So, you know, where do you fit in that strategy? And maybe to your point, Kyle, about not having a plan, you just mentioned not, you know, a handful of times that you can count in your many years of doing this. Number five, the most common mistake that you see retirees or pre-retirees making is blank.
Overpaying on funds.
Okay.
Would be number one. Number two is looking at Social Security as only an income decision, not a tax and investment decision.
Oh.
So I'll talk about the first one. Is basically you got almost two different types of investors. You have the stock investor who's all stocks, believe stocks, 100%. They don't want funds and diversifications and all the asset classes. Like, there's pros and cons of both. But you also have this fund person. So maybe they're like, oh, you can't have all your eggs in one basket. So I have mutual funds at American Century, and then I got an account at Edward Jones that I rolled over, and then I have some funds in my 401k. But there's nothing wrong with having funds, but typically you want to try to keep that cost, you know, that expense ratio as low as possible. Cheaper doesn't mean better, but, you know, Vanguard hangs their hat on that. I think now even Schwab's ETFs are even lower than Vanguard last time I looked. So you kind of have to keep that cost of investing down as low as possible and still accomplish your long-term goals. That'd be a big one, because a lot of times in 401ks, they have, you can only choose from mutual funds, and they're, some of them are really expensive to own. The other one we talked about, the most common mistakes, is Social Security. You would be surprised, like, the different types of people that come into my Social Security classes, and why they decided to come in is because they thought Social Security worked like this. And then 2.5 hours later, they're like, holy smokes, Social Security is way more important than just like taking it at my, when I retire. Right.
Right.
You know, Social Security can dictate how much taxes you're going to pay, right? Overall, it can determine how much of your portfolio you're going to need for income. Because if you're keeping more of your Social Security by, you know, putting in place some planning decisions and withdrawal strategies, you won't need as much of your portfolio because you're keeping more of your Social Security. It's also an income planning decision. If you're married, like, hey, if you're, when one of you passes away, like one Social Security check goes away and now you're flying single. So I would just say the biggest mistake is people's outlook on how Social Security really works and how to make it work for them, because most of them just think, wait longer to take it, you'll get a higher payment.
Okay. All right. I think that's some pretty good things to look at, and certainly some good things to think about. We'll finish off on a positive note here, Kyle, and that is, the most gratifying part of your job is blank.
I would say actually showing people value, not just from an investing side, right? Like, yeah, we have really great investment strategies. We have the bucket strategy. You know, I would say just actually showing people value of how we could potentially save them hundreds of thousands of dollars on taxes, how to keep a couple hundred thousand of their Social Security by doing X, Y, Z, and more or less just, you know, giving them that peace of mind of, hey, we can go to sleep at night and not have to worry. We can have some boxes checked off that we didn't think we could ever check off.
Yeah.
So yeah, really just showing people what I call advisor alpha. That most other advisors and firms can't really quantify why they should be paying their advisor, or I can kind of show them the value of why we should work together.
I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense, because obviously, you know, what you do is very important. At the end of the day, you're dealing with people's life savings. And so, you know, having them get it, that aha moment, that whew, I'm going to be okay moment, it's got to be pretty darn cool. And that helps you, you know, you feel good about what you do, and obviously they feel good and can sleep at night and don't have to stress anymore. So there you go. That's our Fill in the Blank podcast this week on the show. As always, if you got some questions, need some help, if you need to get that aha moment or whatever the case is, then reach out to Kyle at MocanWealth.com. That's his website. He's the president and investment advisor representative over there at Mocan Wealth Management. You can find him online at MocanWealth.com. It's M-O-K-A-N Wealth.com. He's been helping families for many years get two and three retirement. There's a lot of good resources on the page. You can check out a lot of different things. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, whatever platform you like. So go over there and check that out right now. Kyle, thanks for hanging out with us as always. Look forward to talking to you next month.
Yep. Take care. Thank you.
We'll see you next time here on Financially Fit with Kyle Hammerschmidt. Make sure you're retirement ready with 4 lessons to save for your retirement. Again, find all this information, great information, at the website, MocanWealth.com. We'll see you next time.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., RWA, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Mocan Wealth Management and RWA are not affiliated. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. This information is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice and cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. Please note that Mocan Wealth Management and its affiliates do not give legal or tax advice. You are encouraged to consult your tax advisor or attorney.